2-billion-year-old water discovery has interesting origins of life implications. December 26, 2016. Canada holds the current record for the oldest water discovered on Earth. Well, not on the Earth itself, but rather under it. Miners working in northern Ontario go deep into the ground to extract gold, silver, nickel, cobalt, and other materials. At the Kidd Creek Mine in Timmins, Ontario, they have drilled deep into the Canadian Shield and have found water seeping from seams in the rock that has now been dated to be 2 billion years old. 3 kilometers, or 1.8 miles, beneath the surface, the water is a 500 million years older than the previous record holder, which was also discovered at Kidd Creek. The discovery was published in Nature Letters in May and presented at the American Geophysical Union's fall meeting in San Francisco in the middle of December. The water found is high in sulfates, and although no life was observed in it, we know it could support life since we have found a dynamic sulfite-based ecosystem today near deep ocean thermal vents, which we call smokers. How do we know the water is 2 billion years old? By measuring the ratio of dissolved noble gases in the liquid and matching them to our knowledge of Earth's early atmosphere. In this case, the proportions of helium, neon, argon, and xenon contained in the fluid aligned with the primordial Earth 2 billion years in the past. This water has been isolated for a very long time, so one wonders why the research scientists who found it would consider tasting a sample. Well, they did, and Barbara Sherwood-Lawler of the University of Toronto's Department of Earth Sciences reports that the sample was, quote, very salty and bitter, much saltier than seawater, end quote. Speculation about the origin of life on Earth points to sulfur-based life forms emerging before the life we find in abundance on the planet today. The oldest fossils on record, dating back 3.4 billion years, are in fact sulfur-based. So in the absence of oxygen, it is becoming far more likely that life started in the water, akin to that discovered in the Kidd Creek mine, life that breathed in sulfur and not oxygen or carbon dioxide.